Get wisdom. Get understanding. Welcome, everybody, to Proverbs Every Day. We're going to be going over Proverbs 4 today, but let me give you a little bit of a right start and pray with you really quick. So if you would join me in a quick moment. Father God, thank you for your guidance to us. Thank you that you don't just leave us to our own devices, but that you give us a path to success. And Father, help us to walk that path. As it says in the proverb we're about to read, that this is the way that we should be setting our feet. And so, Father, we do ask that this morning. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. All right. It's about that time. Proverbs 4, reading from the Modern English Version. Wisdom is supreme. Would have had more effect if you could actually see me. Supreme. Right, here we go. Hear, O children, the instruction of a father, to attend to no understanding. For I give you good... Instruction of a father... Now, this one's interesting because it's O children in this, which I believe holds up in other translations as well, whereas other ones will say my son and things like that, but this is children. So, anyway, this is good proof that it's for all of us. Yes. Verse 2, for I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. For I was my father's son, tender and the only beloved in the sight of my mother. He also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget it, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is principle, therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she'll promote you. She'll bring you honor when you embrace her. She'll place on your head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Okay, so good to deconstruct, and Thor would like to join us. Ugh. He indicates this by taking these claws right here and putting them into my side. Don't you, buddy? The great concentration killer that is my kitty. Meanwhile, Loki sits down, stares, being a relatively good boy. All right. Seriously, though. Let's see. The exclamation points are a good addition here. It's not a casual stoic kind of instruction here. It's like, look, I'm trying to save you from a life of pain here. So this is what to do. But we see some results here. So do not forsake her wisdom, and she'll preserve you. Let's see. Do not. I can get this. Okay. Okay, buddy. Bye. So love her. And she'll keep you. I intended for this one to be blue. I'm not sure what happened there. So keep you. You think of being possessed by wisdom. I know that sounds really weird when I say it like that, but if you can think of it in that kind of a way, that it will become all encompassing in that way. And if all you're getting, get understanding. This weekend, I took a chance on something that is I as much as I don't want to get into this necessarily, all the indications are that, you know, that I need to be stepping up my efforts in this area. And so I have made an investment in a program that's all about growing on YouTube. And so, yeah, there's a bunch of things that I'm probably going to be changing here soon, both with this and other things I'm doing. But that's just the way I approach that is exactly the way I want to approach wisdom as well. You know, it's something that I'm investing in, you know, not only the time and the effort, but also just in terms of like what I'm willing to even literally spend. You could actually, yeah, I mean, you could say this beyond just the spiritual aspects of this, although it kind of fits, you know, investing in, well, for example, everything I'm doing with the John Maxwell leadership team. And for that, I have a constant investment in that, but also in like books and that sort of thing. And I wish I was a more rapid reader, but I am a very avid reader. It's like, I always want to be reading. I always want to be absorbing. And that's a expense, obviously, you know, those courses and learnings and things like that. And so that's just become who I am. And this is a large reason why. And hopefully this is inspiring some of you to be doing the same. And yeah, I mean, certainly let me know if there's opportunities where we want to go deeper on certain things. We can look at that as well. Let's move on though. Verse 10, hear my son and receive my sayings. So I've said in the past, and I think I still agree, that this is like a weird breaking up of the way Proverbs are laid out, where from a literary standpoint, this really kind of indicates that this should be a new chapter and that the other one should be with the previous, but I that's above my pay grade, I guess as you could say. Verse 10, hear my son and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let her go. Keep her, for she is your life. And do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not go in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fail. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light. It shines more and more into the perfect day. The way of the wicked is darkness. They do not know at what they stumble. I think it's a key here that's easy to forget, but just to bring it up again, that it's important to know that those that are doing bad things very often don't realize what's causing them to stumble. You know, they're just, and the funny thing is you see this in their lives. You see that they are scattered about and you know, look like they're flailing all the time. you know, and in some cases, like literally, you can see it with your eyes. You can see it. You can see in their mannerisms and you can see that sort of stuff. You can see it. It's amazing, but there it is, right? So, yeah. So I think this is kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, they're a victim of their own devices, I guess you could say. And it's important to realize that it's something we can easily fall into if we don't keep to it. So it's not like we're somehow immune. And so we need to keep to the path, keep to the way. Which, by the way, oh my gosh. I like that in the book of Acts, like we've been reading for the last month here, about to finish up here, Monday and Tuesday, actually. And when Jesus is referred to as the way, which is really cool because I think that indicates that they are thinking in terms of Proverbs as a practice for them as well. I think that's just calling that out is not an accident. Calling Jesus the way is not an accident. Just food for thought. Verse 20, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. And again, this would like be another chapter, but yeah, it's to be too short that way, maybe. It's probably why. Yeah. 21, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look right on, and your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. Yeah, which is exactly what I was saying. That's the whole point calling out what happens to those that do is to say that it's important that you ponder the. I was meaning to highlight that as well. And it's an action step, right? Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. I highlight that in green once again because that's something that I want to be calling out here. Is that is something where it is important for me to be watching that as well. It's easy to be led astray. And in fact, I would say, quite honestly, like I was saying earlier that I was, you know, grabbing a course on YouTube, and I have to admit, one of my reasons for hesitating is that I don't want to be led into a bad pathway, you know, one that is self-seeking or, you know, patting myself on the back. I've been avoiding that. And the honest truth is that that's maybe not the best way to spread the word, I guess, and to reach out to people that are hurting. That's just not, that cautiousness is not going to work. There needs to be a little bit of that strategy that's involved and just caring for the mindset at the same time. And so, you know, being around a community of others that are more accomplished than me is a good way for that to happen. So I think that's a very interesting, I guess you could say, way to go about it. But nonetheless, that is something I'm moving towards. And you can pray for me that that I remember all the little things, but that this pathway is one that is, you know, a heavenly pathway, and that I'm doing things for the right reasons and stay to that. Can you tell I'm, I have concerns just knowing myself and knowing my nature. I don't want to get big headed or anything like that. So like I said, you can pray for me. But in any case, shorter one today, with lots of good stuff here. So what I've done is there is a new, there's a new, I guess, addition of the Suno software, that I use to make music. And so I'm going to be writing, you know, having it write some tunes. So today I had it just, I just gave it a prompt, literally that says a song with a father instructing his son inspired by Proverbs 4. And so, yeah, that's what we're doing now. So enjoy that. And I will see you again tomorrow. Be blessed by the best and then go be a blessing to all the rest. See you tomorrow.
Son, my words are seeds in the dirt. Plant them deep where it won't hurt. Pull the weeds of pride away. Let truth bloom in light of day. Keep your steps on the steady road. Pack your heart with wisdom's load. Don't swerve left or chase the wrong. Hold to right and walk it strong. Turn your ear to lessons old. You'll find life more than gold. Guard your heart, its springs are pure. Feel your soul, its will endure. Keep your steps on the steady road. Pack your heart with wisdom's load. Don't swerve left or chase the wrong. Hold to right and walk it strong. When shadows stretch long and lean, keep your eyes sharp and keen. Every choice builds where you stand. Wisdom shapes the working hand. Feet that run toward love away from lies. Hands that lift, never disguise. Let your life shine beyond your face. A journey.